This is KCUR 89.3. National Tap Dance Day celebrates a uniquely American art form, and for two decades, one company of local dancers has riffed, shuffled, stuffed, and flapped to jazzy, syncopated rhythms. Reporting for KCUR, Julie Deniche stopped by a rehearsal of the Billy Mahoney Dance Troupe.
Let's go from the beginning that far. Okay.
Dancer and choreographer Billy Mahoney is going over a new routine with her tap dance troupe. At 88, she's still teaching, and occasionally she leans on a nearby table to help keep her balance.
Well, right now, we're working on the Savoy. Benny Goodman's Stomping at the Savoy. Jazz music is my music. I can't stand rock music. And so the music we use for our dancers is from the 30s and the 40s, the swing era.
There are half a dozen dancers in the troupe, all over the age of 50. Karen Seaton has danced with Mahoney for 15 years. She says it's a joyful tonic.
You cannot be sad and be tapping. Definitely, tapping makes you happy. You can't help but smile and enjoy yourself. It doesn't seem like it looks hard, but you're sweating, and it's a lot of work and a lot of mental communication between your brain and your feet.
Many of Mahoney's dancers took lessons when they were young, before work and family interrupted. Bunny Douglas says she strapped on an old pair of tap shoes for her first class with Mahoney in 1997.
Well, I still had my tap shoes from when I was a teenager. So I dug those things out, and yes, I could still put my foot in them. So I brought them to the class. I put my shoes on, and I started dancing, and screws were flying every which way out of those taps because the shoes were so old. So I liked it so much, I went out that day and I bought some tap shoes.
Now rip!
The first time she looked in on a rehearsal, the troupe made a big impression on dancer Nancy Murdoch.
Good.
Not that many people tap dance like these ladies do. I'll never forget the first time I walked into one of their rehearsals and I went, whoa, these ladies can dance.
Mahoney's relentless in her drive for perfection. When a step lands wrong, she points it out.
Just tickle the floor, tickle, tickle, tickle.
What I say is lift the sound out of the floor. Don't pound it into the floor. And so you get that. Rather than boom, you know.
This is from my act. I did it in high heels. Well, one, two, three, a four, five.
Mahoney spent many years in the world of New York City dance. She likes to share her stories, and Karen Seaton says she soaks it all in.
She's just a walking history lesson, and all the people that she's met or worked with and the places that she's performed, she'll tell a story about, when I was dancing with Gene Kelly, he had this big ring on his finger, it squeezed my hand, and Bob Fosse, I swore I'd never work with him again. And so just, I feel honored and lucky to be around someone that's been everywhere.
Mahoney says she creates dynamic choreography to push her dancers both mentally and physically.
You know, you can walk on a treadmill and you can do that and get the same physical exercise, but stimulating the brain is very important. I want the dancers to have a slight challenge so that they're thinking rather than just doing movement.
But remembering dance sequences is not as easy as it once was. Just ask dancer Donna Patty.
I can usually pick them up quickly, but then by the time I'm in the car, driving home from a class, then I might not remember the step. I have to work at thinking about the steps.
The challenges of dancing over the age of 50 are not always physical. Loss and illness frequently linger just off stage. The bond that friendship brings helps them through the rough spots. Again, Nancy Murdoch.
It's another kind of support group in your life, and it comes out of sharing the love for the art.
Mahoney says she has no plans to stop anytime soon.
You gotta keep dancing forever. You know, you dance on, you don't stop. So I just feel privileged that I'm able to still do it. So we just keep going.
And with toes and heels tapping, the ladies get back to the rehearsal and the task at hand.
5, 6, 7, and.
For KCUR 89.3, this is Julie Deniche.